For the Centricon system with always active technology from McKenzie Pest Control to help prevent costly termite damage before it occurs. Centricon Always Active is always baited and always ready to protect your home or business from damaging termites. And it's affordable. Call McKenzie Pest Control for a free termite evaluation and learn how Centricon Always Active can help protect your biggest investment.
KVOE Live and local sunshine, 68 degrees. It is 8:22. Excuse me, in time for the Emporia Showcase. Our showcase brought to you this morning by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender.
This just happened today.
I don't have time for lunch today. I have to go by the bank and open a new account.
When I opened my account at the credit union, I did most of it by text.
It's that easy?
Maybe you should open your account at my credit union, Emporia State Federal Credit Union. She texted my credit union right then and got the ball rolling, all while we were having a great lunch. Texting. Easy, convenient, and only at Emporia State Federal Credit Union.
Welcome to the Emporia Showcase with USD 253 Superintendent Allison Anderson Harder. Allison, good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Ron and Chuck?
Doing good today. How about you?
Very well, thanks.
Always.
Even though it's a little steamy, like you mentioned, Chuck, is that your fault again?
Yes.
Yeah, you could say that's my fault. I'll go ahead and take the heat for that, literally.
Literally take the heat
for
that.
Well, you know, whoever reports the weather.
That's just
it's their fault. Yeah. It comes with the territory.
Always good to have Allison in for our Emporia Showcase on a monthly basis. We're also joined this morning by Justin Sargent. Justin's the Director Assistant Principal, Flint Hills Learning Center. Justin, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Hey. I'm always happy to be here.
All right. Always good to talk to you. And Patricia Reyes, Migrant Services Specialist, USD 253. Patricia, good morning.
Good morning, Ron and Chuck.
Great to be on board.
Glad to have you on with us here today.
And Lindell Langren, Director of Community Relations, USD 253. Lindell, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having us today.
Always good to talk to you, Lindell. Well, let's kick things off, Allison, if we could, with some hashtag Emporia Proud moments and never a lack of good things to talk about. And what can you unveil for us here this morning?
Well, enrollment started yesterday, and so we have over 708 students that have enrolled. And so that is a big jump from around 200 last year. So just really appreciating the fantastic response. And I know Lindell would have more specifics on that. And we just really want to do a shout-out for all those families who have enrolled their students. Anytime that we have that early enrollment, it is really important in our decision-making. It helps us decide on our class sizes. It helps us with hiring. Just really has a big impact. So we very much appreciate parents that have enrolled and who are continuing to enroll, and we are only in our second day. So just encourage parents to continue to enroll their kids. Along those lines, we also are excited to have our new certifying teaching staff joining us next week. It's just hard to believe that we are already at our new teacher breakfast, and we have 49 certified staff that are scheduled to begin that new teacher orientation on Monday. Last Wednesday, we had a vote for our new board president and vice president. Arcateras is our new Board of Education president, so congratulating him for that new role that he has had previously. And then Leslie Seeley is continuing as vice president for the 21-22 school year. And we just want to send a shout-out as well to Mike Crouch for his service as board president this past year, which was a pretty challenging year with COVID.
Yeah.
You know, Amanda Gutierrez had mentioned during your live and local segment that we are looking at an after-school child care for elementary. And right now, like she mentioned, we're calling it Rec Extra, even though we are involving the Arts Council, Emporia Arts Council, and Big Brothers Big Sisters out of Wichita. So we're really looking forward to that partnership. And Emporia Rec Center is always a great community partner. So we will start, we're slated to have the early childhood, the childhood care start around September 7th. That was the earliest that we could start that just because of hiring, but we're really excited that we're going to be able to offer that. And then finally, just to highlighting our construction, so that we have that going on at Walnut Elementary, which is 73% complete, and hoping to have that completed in September 2021. Jones Early Childhood Center is 58%, and that they're planning on moving in January 2022. And then Emporia High School is 36 complete, so they'll pick up again next summer and do more, but we have people working really, really hard and appreciate our principals and staff working with McCown Gordon, just moving things around so we can get that construction completed. But as you said, Ron, a lot of great things happening.
I am totally impressed with the numbers you just presented. 73%.
That's not bad.
58%. I'm talking specific, 50, not just 55 or 58%. They have really got this down to a science, don't they?
Agreed. Yep.
You know?
They do. Yes.
36% well, complete.
They know there's a lot of people watching, and they want to know. So McCown Gordon is great about giving us those very specific details. So I appreciate you calling that out.
Well, and I just can't wait for like the 36.25% complete. Maybe
if we've got
that's when we start moving the furniture.
I was gonna say once we start getting into the decimal points, like you know three or four numbers, then we got this down to a fine tooth comb.
Well, they are obviously making some pretty good progress, so those are good numbers to hear. So, nice report again, Allison. We appreciate that. Justin Sargent, let's bring you in. Justin, Director, Assistant Principal, Flint Hills Learning Center. Going to talk about some of the programs and opportunities available through the Learning Center located at the Flint Hills Mall. So, you busy out there, Justin?
Well, we have enrollment going on. So.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about the Flint Hills Learning Center and the programs and opportunities that avail.
Yeah, so, you know, we still have our adult diploma programs that we run, kind of our big main thing. I think we had about 50 graduates last year. So, you know, we're constantly working with our adults to help them get their full diplomas. We always get a lot of questions on whether it's a diploma or a GED, but we do give full diplomas. We also have our adult ESL program, which something I'm really excited about this year. We partner with Hopkins and Tyson in town, where we have some classes on site to help give some ESL classes, but we also are going to try a new online option this year as well. So students who sign up with us, if they can't make it out to our in-person classes here at the Learning Center, and there should be an ability to get online and still participate in those classes throughout the weekend or on their own time. So that's something that we're going to try to roll out this year that I hope is going to be give a lot more flexibility for some of the students we have. And then, you know, one of the cool things that we also do is we do citizenship. And we actually had one of our grads last year actually got her citizenship. So very excited. We're really working with the community. We love seeing the new faces and I'm excited to start meetings again. I have meetings with each student that enrolls and just kind of we plan out their year and kind of what it looks like. So we're looking forward to that. And if I can do one shameless plug as well, we are desperately in need of bilingual teacher aides. So if anybody's listening and they want to apply, they can go and come by the Learning Center or call, and we would love to try to get you guys in that too as well.
Nothing shameless about that, by the way.
Appreciate that.
Justin, for folks that may not be familiar with what you do at the Flint Hills Learning Center, what are some of the different offerings that you do have there?
Yeah, so, you know, we do a lot of online school, so it's really flexible. You know, typical school would be coming in and, you know, working so many hours and being in a class setting, but we really structure around a student's schedule. So being able to do online classes, being able to work in some additional electives that some of them are hands-on, some of them are more online. But just being able to have that flexibility, I think, is really the key to what we do, especially with our ESL classes. You know, we have some certified teachers who are really great, who connect really well with our students. Students love being a part of that. We have a big kind of family atmosphere with all our students, and I think that is one thing that I think everybody feels when they come in. It's something that I think I've worked really hard this last year to build. And my staff is great. All the ladies I work with, they really know how to help students where they're at and give them practical skills to be able to go out into their daily life and really use their learning. So I think that's something that I really get excited about with
Justin, if we have folks out there that are interested in maybe taking advantage of the many offerings at the Flint Hills Learning Center, do you have are there specific start times people can jump on board, or just any time?
We do enrollment all year long. So over the summer, we do kind of shut down for summer school for the district, but we will take people who are interested at any time. Usually we start when the school year starts in August, when students come in, that's when we kind of really start our classes, and then we tend to end at the end of the school year. But there's no, like, you have to start in August. You can start in November if you needed to. I mean, we really work it around schedules. We're really flexible, so we're really good about that. And I should mention that it's all free, too, just to make sure that's out there.
That's a good point. Very valid point. Justin, well, thanks for your time this morning. Always good to talk to you.
You too. Thank you so much.
And let's bring in Patricia Reyes, Migrant Services Specialist, USD 253. Patricia, good morning again.
Well, good morning again to you both. What can we say? We're super excited. We launched our on-site enrollment here at the Flint Hills Learning Center yesterday, and it was a buzzin'. We were, like, so busy. So many of our parents were either making their appointments to come in and do their enrollments here with us or just calling our phone so that with questions on enrollment and how to process that. Like I said, we started yesterday. Our hours here of operation are Monday through Thursday from 7:30 a.m. until 6 p.m. We do set the last appointment no later than 5:30. So it gives us enough time to finish up for the day. On Fridays, we're here from 9 a.m. to 1. And, you know, with Justin, us being here at the Learning Center, I want to add to what Justin just said. You know, we're helping parents enroll their students from preschool through 12th grade. But the beauty of being here at the Learning Center is that if we have any of those parents or guardians that are also wanting to, you know, follow with getting their high school diploma or taking advantage of those ESL classes, we are able to help them on the spot as well. So that has been like a win-win with this partnership at being out here. It's been wonderful.
And along those lines, Patricia, are you seeing some of that traffic where parents or guardians are enrolling their kids, then they realize that you can help them, and they're taking advantage of that opportunity?
Exactly. We are still strongly encouraging for parents to take advantage of doing their enrollments online, of course. But, of course, we also have those parents that struggle. And so if they want to come in and have some assistance with the enrollment, we are here. All we ask is that they call to set up an appointment so that we can help them and give them the full attention and not be, I'm sorry, so that we can give them their full attention and make sure that we meet all their needs. Also, I want to share that we have bilingual staff, and so we are able to help our families in English or Spanish. Also, when we do appointments, we do encourage parents to come by themselves. Only the parents or the legal guardian are allowed in the workroom.
Okay, so if they need to come out and get some help and take advantage of your services, do they need to make an appointment for that, Patricia, or can they just stop by? How does that work?
We encourage for them to make an appointment over the phone, and if they can just call us at the 620-341-2396. We can go ahead and get that taken care of. So by the time they walk into the Learning Center, we know exactly what we need to do.
Well, enrollment off to a very good start, and we can hope that it continues, that people that get those kids enrolled early. And Lindell Angren, Lindell, Director of Community Relations, USD 253. Hello again, Lindell.
Hey, hello again, guys.
So it sounds like you have a lot to be positive about. Good start, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. We're super excited about the traffic that we've had. We started our marketing a little bit earlier this year and actually sent out our snap code letters and things like that just a little bit earlier. And it's really gotten people excited, I think, and it's really given us a jump start to our enrollment process. We actually opened it up this weekend to our PowerSchool users who have a parent portal. And so we actually have a few folks enrolling online this weekend. And then, like I said, we kicked it off yesterday morning here at the Learning Center. And that's just been a great location for us to be able to enroll. This is our third year here at the Learning Center, and we appreciate our partnership with them and Justin out here. And I think it's a win-win for all of us. So we can help, like Patricia said, preschool through all the way up through technically grade 13 is what we call it. And so have lots of opportunities for everybody to get enrolled.
Lindell, for parents that have students already in the district, is there anything that's changed here with the process? Anything that you want to have highlighted that parents need to say that, hey, this aspect of the enrollment process is a little bit different from what you've expected here in years past?
Yeah, Chuck, that's a great question. And as far as the process, not really different, but there's definitely something I want to highlight this year. Many of our families know or hopefully know that lunches and breakfast this year for the 21-22 school year are free. And so there is not a free and reduced lunch form as a part of the enrollment process this year. But in its place is the household economic survey. And so as part of our enrollment, we're asking our families to fill out the household economic survey. It is a part of the enrollment process. There's just two questions for that. They're not required, but it definitely helps us. And actually, Dr. Harder will talk a little bit more about the funding piece of that here shortly. But we're encouraging our families to fill out and participate in those questions. And it asks the question of household income and then number of people in your household. And those are the only two things that you have to answer on that. Like I said, it's all part of enrollment, so it's a seamless part of it. But if you answer those questions fully for us, then we're going to waive your tech fee. And so that's a big deal. We're excited about that, to be able to offer that to our families this year, of waiving that tech fee if they fill out the household economic survey.
So what does the tech fee cost?
The tech fee is $20.
Okay.
You'll get that tech fee waived for each of your students because you'll fill that part of that afterwards. And then also when you do that, you're also going to be entered into a drawing for a tech device. So each building will give away a tech device once we have processed all that paperwork and that sort of thing as well. So like I said, we're encouraged that people have started filling out that, and we are excited the opportunities that we are able to offer with that household economic survey to be able to waive that tech fee. Now, something I do want to clarify, because with the enrollment system that we use, when you fill out that survey, there's no way to gauge who filled out and who didn't. So it's going to ask you for your tech fee, or it's going to be part of that. But we're asking you not to pay that, and then we will take care of that when they're processed, and we'll let everybody know that their fee is waived. So we're asking them not to pay that tech fee if they have filled out the household economic survey. And like I said, you can do that online at home, or you can have us help you down here at the Learning Center as well. So a couple of different options for that. Like I said, we're highly encouraging our families to answer that question for us, because it does help us with our funding later.
Enrollment is underway. USD 253, Lindell Langren is the Director of Community Relations. So how long will this enrollment last, Lindell?
All right. We are out here, and you can do it online and in person through August 2nd. And so once we get to August 2nd, then we turn off that online portion. And we do that so that we can encourage our families to get in and enroll, which they're doing a great job of so far, so that way we can kind of start setting our class sizes and make sure we have enough staff and that sort of thing too. So after August 2nd, appointments are required at the Learning Center. So they would just call that 341-2396 number and make an appointment. But after August 2nd, everything is required to have, everybody will be required to have an appointment out here at the Learning Center. So, if you can do it online, we definitely encourage that. That helps us. But we also, like I said, have great staff here at the Learning Center. We have 10 stations set up, and we have appointments. We had appointments all day yesterday, and we've had a number of families already in this morning. So lots of opportunities to get enrolled. We are experiencing a high volume of calls. So if your call doesn't get answered right away, be patient. We'll get you called back, and we'll get that appointment made for you as well. So lots of things going on, and lots of excitement towards the new year.
Well, it's good to hear you're having that kind of high-impact activity out at the Flint Hills Learning Center. And back to you for a minute, Allison. Lindell detailed the household economic survey and said you would touch on the funding aspect of this. Can you elaborate on that?
Sure. So as Lindell said, that it did, so lunches are free from the state. So that was, Emporia relies so much on our at-risk funding for students who qualify for free and reduced lunches, that has been a challenge for us. We've really had to get creative on how we can get that information. So I'm just going to kind of back up a little bit, too, that when that was originally sent out from the state, it was a paper-only form. And then Paul Beatles, who's our director of technology, worked with the state to figure out how can we have a electronic form to to make it easier for parents to fill it out, because we knew, any of us, when we get a paper form, it's just easier to do it electronically, and we're going to be more likely to fill it out. So a big shout out to Paul for working with the State Department and figuring out how we can change that into a Google form that's really easy to access. So we really rely on over $4 million of at-risk funding to help the school district. So that is part of the budget. And approximately 95%, that was what Lindell had mentioned yesterday, of parents have completed the survey. So we really appreciate parents taking the time. Yes, it does waive their tech fees, and so it's helpful for that. And then also being entered in a drawing. So each school will have a winner of technology, like a Chromebook, that all they have to do is fill it out. They don't even have to qualify. I think this is a good time as well, just as we're talking about money and funding, that sometimes people think, well, gosh, over $4 million, and you know, you just replaced the turf. So I'm going to bring up the turf field, because that was a little bit of a hot topic from our special board meeting. But how we paid for the turf field was through capital outlay, and how we had money for capital outlay is that we're not having to replace roofs through construction. So it all ties together. So because of the construction and being able to address roofs that way, freed up money to be able to address the turf field, and there was a surprise in there that we certainly had not anticipated when that was originally approved. And the people that had put that, the company that had put it in before, followed with, you know, best practices at that time. And we just found, you know, that there was spring underneath there, so there was some water. But I'm kind of sidestepping a little bit to talk about the turf, because it's a great opportunity to talk about how that was addressed. And then this over $4 million in at-risk funding helps us. It helps buy textbooks, pays for salaries. We really need it to keep the district running. And because we've had more declining enrollment at the elementary level, we have a good number at our middle school and high schools. At our elementary, we really need more kids. So we really want our community to continue to grow and to have parents want to enroll their students in Emporia public schools. And it's just really exciting, again, that we have over 708 students that are enrolled, and that we have 95% of those students, those parents, have filled out that survey. So that household economic survey is really going to help our school district.
Well, thanks for addressing that, Allison. We appreciate that. And before we let you go, as of right now, what are the mitigation strategies set for USD 253 for the beginning of school as of today?
So as of today, what we had approved for, because we have summer school going on, and we knew that we were going to have athletics and conditioning, we're going to have band camp, we knew that we were going to have a number of activities going on this summer. So at the end of May, what the board had approved is that we would continue that social distancing, 3 to 6 foot. You know, masking would be optional, and we are encouraging vaccinations. Another, I'll just put a shout out to as well, just for people to think about, that if they're thinking about getting vaccinated, or children who are 12 and older to get vaccinated, this would be a great time to do it as far as that timing. It's certainly not an obligation, but it's just an opportunity. And so working with the health department or their doctor, would that would be an opportunity for them to think about. If we have anyone riding our buses or transportation, everyone on the bus needs to wear a mask. As I mentioned before, that masks are optional. So students and staff, and then parents, would have obviously an impact on what they would like for their child to do, whether that they would want he or she to wear a mask. And hand washing is encouraged. We're not doing the temperature checks or the screening test questions, because CDC had said that that really did not make a difference. And we really didn't find that people were ill through that, through those screening opportunities. So right now we're kind of just going back to the bare bones of those mitigation strategies. And we'll be talking about that more at this upcoming board meeting, about what we might be looking for at this upcoming school year.
All right. Thanks for addressing that. And again, thanks to our guest, Justin Sargent, Justin, director and assistant principal, Flint Hills Learning Center. Justin, thank you.
Thank you again.
Yeah, Patricia Reyes, migrant services specialist. Patricia, good to talk to you.
Thank you.
And Lindell Langren, director of community relations, USD 253. Lindell, thanks.
Thank you. We appreciate the opportunity to talk with you guys.
And USD 253 Superintendent Allison Anderson-Harder joining us on the Emporia Showcase. Allison, thank you very much.
Thank you. Always appreciate the opportunity as well.
Yeah, have a great day. That is the Emporia Showcase, brought to you by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, ESFCU, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender. Good morning. It's 8:46.
A billionaire's dream come true.
Look at Bezos' best day ever.
Jeff Bezos.